Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everyone, and welcome to Quipscope, our show where we play a new game and then we talk about said new game. My name is Ashton.
And my name is Ben.
And Ben, you've been playing a new game this week.
I have. Courtesy of Ubisoft, I have been playing the closed beta for upcoming open world rad dude simulator Riders Republic as unveiled at E3 earlier this year.
Yeah.
You're familiar with this game, right?
I've seen the trailers and I went, I will not play that game.
Okay, can I ask why?
Because I would be bad at it.
Oh, okay, right.
I'd probably play it, like, if someone had it and I'd have a go at it and be like, well, I am bad at this.
I'd play it, probably.
You know, if you just handed me a controller, I'd probably play it. But what was it like? What did you think?
So it's sort of exactly what I would expect it to be.
Right.
Ubisoft has done this before with Steep, which is a surprisingly similar concept, so much so that it feels like they're just kind of doing it again, except with a wider variety of rad vehicles with which you can get around. So for people who aren't familiar, Riders Republic is a fictional place that is beautiful. It has winding forest paths, lots of cliffs, snowy peaks, etc. And it's sort of a big playground. And Ubisoft, of course, are like the masters of just creating a massive world
they
for you
are.
To do stuff in. Except this is sort of how, you know, Assassin's Creed gets a little bit of flack for, like, it's just too big. There's too much to do.
Yeah.
At least there's like a story and like it's sort of an RPG and driving you through. This is very hands off in the sense that it's like, here you go.
Have fun.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the landscape is littered with things to do and there's, like, a little hub area. The main selling point, though, is that there's, like, 50 players all there at the same time.
Right.
And it's really quite impressive seeing all these players just going zoom and zipping about all over the place. I think you can go on bikes. Mm-hmm. There's, like, skis and snowboards. And then you've got, like, the Red Bull Air Race, like, jetpack things with the rockets on them, which I don't think are quite at the stage that they are represented
in
the game. Because I think a lot of people would die if they used them in real life. But they are there, and there's all sorts of events. The main thrust of it is that you complete like events and races, and you're meant to get stars as a reward.
Mm-hmm.
You get a certain amount of stars. You can take part in what they call boss events, which are just a very challenging version of, you know, compared to your level,
or for whatever
discipline of vehicle that you're going after, essentially.
Like a skateboarding raid boss.
Sort of, except Tonky Hank isn't there doing the mad flips. But there is a lot of there's a lot of really licensed stuff. There's a lot of licensed sort of X Games, Red Bull kind of things. So for people who are fans of the extreme sports and those sorts of sporting endeavors, they will probably get quite a lot out of it.
You know,
you'll recognize all this stuff.
How close to the actual game was the beta? Is it like,
as in terms of the full game's release?
Yeah.
I think the game does come out later this year. So it's not too far away now. So I'd like to imagine that it's pretty much there. The footage, if people are watching that as opposed to listening to this on the podcast feed, it does have a big work in progress thing slapped up there.
Right.
I did encounter a couple of small bugs, you know, like just before a loading screen, the bike disappeared that I was on. You know, just really minor things that I'm sure won't be present in the final game. But, you know, it's largely ready to go. And they have actually, I think, assuaged some of my concern about this game, because Peter and I were quite vocally, not dismissive, but concerned about this game when it was announced, because it's sort of like, how's it going to hold people's attention?
Yeah.
It sounds like Steep again, where it's like, it's fun, but are you going to want to come back? Are you going to want to keep playing? And I'm not suggesting that they stick a story, you know, in this open world mess about on, you know, bikes game or whatever.
Yeah.
But they have actually grounded it a little bit by adding some characters, especially in the early goings in the beta, in the tutorial. There's someone who's there who, like, you know, her background is that she's competed in X Games before. And you've got this crazy reputation before you come in. She's like, whoa, I'm so excited to meet you. And you're just there like,
it's me, the guy who fell off his bike 12 times in the opening section that's meant to be really cool. And then she introduces you to, like, this... this legend of, like, the three disciplines, and he's like, he can do it all and he's done it all.
Wow.
But your sort of I don't know, your enjoyment of them, your tolerance for them will be how much you can put up with the whoa gnarly dude, because they're just that, they're just like big old caricatures, which in a way is kind of appropriate, but in another way they're,
it's
like,
kind of annoying as well.
They're the last people you would want to spend time with in real life.
Yeah.
And also, I can't speak for any, you know, actual fans of X Games and so on. But they also may find it a bit, I don't know, reductive, derivative of, like, this guy's the legend and he's just, how's it going? Whoa. And he's like throwing out all this vernacular that's just like, what are you talking about?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it is fun to play.
Yeah.
I did a lot of stuff on the bike and that got really fun. You can do the, like, several times during a race, for example, it's all downhill and stuff.
Right.
There'll be ramps where you can do tricks and stuff. And if you land, you get extra points. And you can do it so that you, Tonky Hank style, when you're in the air, you press a button, you'll do a backflip or whatever and do different tricks. And this is the same for all the different vehicles.
Yeah.
Or you can do it manually, skate style, with the right stick.
Right.
I was really bad at it, and I couldn't get the hang of it, but the option is there.
Someone probably will love that.
Somebody
really
will be really good at that, but it's not me.
But it's not Ben
Potter. I'm afraid I am not going to be good at that. So it is fun.
Mm.
I am still a little concerned about its longevity.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can recommend it to people who aren't all in on this kind of game anyway.
Yeah.
But it does just sort of strike me as you're in an open world, you've got all the vehicles, you can mess around with friends, there's loads of players there all the time. And while you're doing your event very cool, I was going to say very coolly.
Very coolly.
Yeah, very coolly. You will have people competing in events at the same time or just roving around the open world. So they won't be able to, like, get in your way or knock you off your bike or something. but you'll be like doing a jump and you'll see like 20 people going phew just underneath you doing like a different race. So it's like it really feels like this chaotic open world. However, the very cynical part of me thinks that, I mean, it's kind of like, in a way, if they're trying to attract the sort of GTA Online audience almost, where they can mess around with their friends in an open sandbox, it's just, it's GTA, but without all the fun stuff. Like, you know, the weapons and the explosions and the crazy missions and stuff.
It's a bit more like kind of the Forza thing of like drive around an open landscape, but also be doing races with your friends kind of thing.
Yeah, that's definitely more where they're trying to take it.
But
are cars less fun than a bicycle? I don't think they are.
No.
I think driving around really fast in Forza with friends is way more interesting than being on a bike. And there's lots of fast traveling.
Doing some
and
mad stunts on your pedal bike.
There's so many stunts. That, like, I did. There are events which are just do as many stunts as you can. And it's all very intuitive and it's like it's relatively easy to get the hang of. And bailing is fun because you're like just ragdoll and smash into rocks and stuff. And if you mess up and like miss a gate that you're meant to be going through, you know, because it's sort of like, you know how it works.
Yeah.
Like there's 12 gates you've got to go through as you make your way down. It gives you the opportunity to like hold down a rewind button and you just go back up.
Right, okay.
Because I don't know if this was exclusive to the beta, but I didn't race any real people.
I raced ghosts of
people who had also done this race at some point. So I'm sure you'll encounter real people, and I'm sure the other participants in the world map were real people playing at the same time. But certainly in the races I did, there weren't actual people there. So it's fun.
Yeah.
But it may not stay fun.
Right.
And I think Riders Republic is probably most likely to find and keep its audience among existing fans of real world X Games competitions and so on. However, their mileage will vary depending on how much they can put up with it. Whoa, gnarly, this is crazy. Oh,
sick.
You got to get 11 stars, man, and then you can go over and do this event. But
you did that so coolly, man.
It's a lot of that. But that's Riders Republic. That's the beta, at least. It's shaping up really nicely. And to be clear, there's not much wrong with it. I just don't think it's necessarily going to have the legs to keep players.
Yeah.
So we will just have to wait and see what happens, really.
Well, thank you, Ben. Yeah, that was a little quipscope on Riders Republic. Riders Republic.
Yeah.
More like ride until you get bored of it.
Very good. That's great. Riders Republic. More like Riders Repub liking it. I'm liking it. It's fine.
Cool.
You got any more?
Riders Republic, more like.
Yep, you can do this.
Riders, rad dude.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Very good. Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye.